This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Doug Barry joins me live in studio, local filmmaker and producer. He is the got a brand new film that we want to tell you how you can see. It's a documentary about the Kaysen family here in Central Virginia. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Coy. You were only 3 years old when the moon landing happened. I was a 13-year-old paper boy, I want you to know.
Do you remember it? Tell me.
I sure do, and I delivered that paper very proudly with that picture posted prominently on the front page, and people were just couldn't wait to get it. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I was reading on Wikipedia, 53 million households watched this coverage. 93% of the population was watching television.
One moment, together.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, so where were you as a paperboy?
I was state of Maine.
Up in Maine?
State of Maine.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, sure.
I wish I was there. I mean, in retrospect, I feel like, why didn't you take me?
You kind of were.
Yeah, well, everybody else in my family was down there, either right near the, you know, in the grandstands or down
sure.
on the beach. And,
sure.
And yeah, I was literally talking with my sister this morning about it. She said, we just stood there with our mouths open, standing on the beach, watching this thing. And then she said, you know, you could see the parts falling off in the sky, and it just disappeared up into the clouds.
How cool is that?
Yeah, unbelievable. Doug Barry from Maine is now in Central Virginia. How'd you get to these parts?
Oh, I've been working a lot of contracting jobs over the years. We move around. We've lived in the Los Angeles area. We've lived in Virginia Beach. We've lived in South Carolina. We've lived in Germany.
So, wow, all over the place.
So we kind of ended up here, and it's been nice.
It's a hard place to leave. Then,
oh, Charlottesville is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I love it here. And people are so nice.
Of course, yeah. It's absolutely. It's the best place to live.
It really is.
And I knew when the two places that I have lived away from Charlottesville, both very briefly in the last 20 years, the whole time I was away, I would check the weather for Charlottesville as if I still lived there. And I knew that there was some indication, that's some sign from above that you're not where you're supposed
to be.
That's
right.
So, Doug, tell us about filmmaking. How'd you get into that?
My wife and I did about 20 years of theater together, and that's where we met. We actually met in a play that we were acting in together.
Which was?
It was a play I wrote called Mother and Son.
Oh, terrific.
And so she came and tried out, and she was phenomenal, and we got along very well and wound up getting married out of it, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So then about 1997, when the digital revolution started to happen and Sony started coming out with cameras that you could make movies with on a desktop, and then we decided to go with that. So we've been doing that since 97.
Tell me about your very first film. Do you remember?
Oh, I sure do. Excuse me. It was called Three Thumbs Up, and it was a total disaster. It was
Three
a,
Thumbs
Up. And it was a feature. It was a feature film, and my wife tried to convince me for a year, Doug, this isn't it. This isn't it. But I was pretty convinced I was genius, and but she was right. She was right. So we learned a lot of lessons with that, and especially me. And then we made a second feature, which was more of a cultish feature, but it got into a couple of film festivals in Santa Monica,
cool.
New York. So,
yeah.
So we were encouraged by that. And so then we came here with a film that we had only shot, but we hadn't cut it together. And we met Richard Herskowitz, who used to be the Virginia Film Festival director.
Yeah, great guy.
And, oh, he was totally encouraging for us. And he got us a slot in the 2004 festival with that film, introduced us to editing people who taught us a lot of things, and we got to shake a lot of hands and broaden some horizons. And then last year, right before he left, he picked a short that we made to be in the 2008 festival. So that was nice, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, which one was that?
That was called My Day with Conrad. And it's actually, you may not know this, but one of the two surviving members of Plan 9 from Outer Space lives in West Virginia. And I had a horror film director friend who said, hey, do you want to go meet him? And I said, well, yeah, let me take my camera. So we went up for a day. We filmed him. And it was just this bizarre day of meeting this guy that was in all these weird little movies that you saw when you were a kid, you know, and he was delightful.
And he shared memories of shooting Plan 9?
Oh, he's a character. Yeah, he knew them all. You know, he knew all the Bela Lugosi and all these kind of people.
Wow.
So it was really cool.
Very cool. We're talking with local filmmaker Doug Barry. So there's only two surviving people
and the other one,
Plan 9 from Outer Space?
Yeah, and one of them lives in West Virginia.
Wow.
And you can look them up on the internet. Conrad
For some reason,
Conrad
I would think
Brooks.
there would be more people living than just two from that movie. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, the movie came out in 59.
So it was shot in the 50s?
Yeah, it sure was.
Huh. So which one was he? Was he an actor? Or
he was one of the two policemen.
Yeah, really?
and he was actually, which is an Ed Wood film, and if you're a film buff, he's a kind of cult figure, but He was actually in three or four of Ed Wood's films. He's a personal friend of his. So,
yeah.
So that was neat hearing him talk about Ed Wood as well.
Absolutely. We're talking with local filmmaker Doug Barry. So tell us about the latest project, which focuses on a family here in Central Virginia.
Yeah, this is a film called Growing Up Kaysen. We had a friend of ours by the name of Bob Zygmunt who came to us about 2 years ago, and he had this copy of The Hook, and it had a cover story from 2004 that The Hook had done on the Kaysen military experience. And I should back up for a second and just tell you sort of their history in a nutshell. It's seven brothers, one sister, all born in Charlottesville, on a farm during the Depression. When World War II broke out, all seven brothers went to service. All seven came back.
Wow.
They all married hometown girls, and they all stayed here in Charlottesville. And four of them ended up starting the City Market, which is it's a huge attraction now.
Yeah, yeah, huge success.
So,
what a story,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, so our friend Bob came
to us.
They
all came home.
They sure did. So our friend Bob came to us, and he had this newspaper, and he said, I think you should check these people out. So we were interested not only in the military facets, but their whole lives. And so I got to go sit with them for hours and hours and hours and get stories that none of the other family members had ever heard before, so that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's great. We're talking with local filmmaker Doug Barry. So tell me about when you go and knock on the door for the first time to this family. What was the reaction?
That was a little shaky because I did call them up out of the blue. We had a niece who worked for Bob, and she got us in touch with one of the wives. Very skeptical at first, and then she talked to another wife, and then they kind of talked to the niece, and she talked to Bob, and everybody said, okay, well, we'll let you meet one of them. So I met Ezra, the oldest one. He was the first one, and he's 92 now, and he's still kicking. He's doing well. And so I went to see him, and I said, all right, I want to talk about your whole life, and I turned the camera on, and he was literally done with his whole life in 3 minutes. okay, I'm done. And so I took the advice of Richard Herskowitz. Was very kind. He introduced me to Albert Maysles a couple of years ago, who is probably the best documentary maker in the United States, maybe in the world, just a brilliant guy. And his advice to me about doing documentaries was, don't say anything. Just keep your mouth shut. You'll be amazed what will come out of their mouths. So I started packing the camera up. And all of a sudden, he started talking. So I unpacked the camera, and I didn't say anything, and I just let it run. And he talked for hours.
Yeah.
And that's the way they all went down after that. Once I got the first one, I was good.
I spent years doing oral history, recording oral histories for my book on the history of UVA, The Corner. And that's one thing that I learned the hard way, is that it's good to, if you're quiet and that there's some uncomfortable silence, that oftentimes that'll get them talking.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting. And so many times I would have somebody on the phone who would say, no, don't come over. I can't help you. I don't remember anything. And then those are the people who could help you the most.
So they're the chatty Cathys, aren't they?
Yeah. Once you get them going, it's like, oh, hold on, I got to get another tape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you interviewed all seven?
All seven and the sister. And well, actually, I couldn't interview one of the brothers because he died in 1982, actually in a restaurant down on the corner, I believe. And was having lunch and had a cerebral hemorrhage while he was eating lunch with another brother.
Oh, my God.
And just put his head down, and that was it. And so we have a special section in the film dedicated to him. And his daughter speaks all about his life. She's sort of the stand-in for him during the film. And she's kind of also the family historian as well.
Yeah.
So she was very helpful in collecting a lot of old photographs and things like that we incorporated. It was the first time that the family has seen all these photographs in one place.
Yeah.
It's been a phenomenal experience.
Yeah, what a wonderful honor for this family to have you come over with your camera and document these amazing stories of these people who, served their country so well and then came back and served their community.
Yep. They're just great people. It's the classic World War II group, the great American people. They're just good people.
Yeah.
They try to do the right thing.
So this is the story of the greatest generation through the window of Charlottesville.
Sure.
The Charlottesville family right here.
And you will be amazed to hear what life without TV was like. There's all kinds of things you can get into.
So the film is called Growing Up Kaysen.
Growing Up Kaysen.
And it's the latest production
from Doug and Judy Productions.
Doug and Judy Productions. Doug Barry live in studio. And how can folks see this?
They can come to PVCC this Thursday, which I believe is the 23rd, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. It's a free showing, and it's going to be in the Dickinson Theater in their Proscenium Theater.
Nice. That's a nice space.
That's a great space.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
Come on out.
If anybody wants to, stadium seating in Charlottesville, it exists. It's at PVCC.
And it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to, can I give them a number if they need to call for information?
Absolutely.
Or something?
And remind us again when and where.
Okay. It's the number to call if you need information is 434-985-6176. And that's Doug and Judy Productions, Doug and Judy Berry. And the showing is this Thursday, the 23rd, 7 p.m. at PVCC. In the Dickinson Theater.
And is there a cost for a ticket? Or
no, it's free.
So it's free, 7 p.m. Get there early to get a good seat this Thursday night, July 23rd, 7 p.m.
You
at
got
PVCC.
You got
and,
it.
And if folks who haven't been there, you just head down 20 like you're going to go to Monticello, turn into PVCC, and follow that road all the way to the back.
Right.
And the theater is right there at right. the other end of campus.
There's the Dickinson Theater is parking lot number 4. I believe they have it. Numbered and everything, and the parking's free.
Yeah, and there's some construction you got to go through because they're building a new science building
there. Is
out
construction
there.
And once you get through the construction is about right where you want to be. You'll be right at the Dickinson building.
Well, this is fantastic. So see the film this Thursday night at PVCC, Thursday the 23rd at 7 p.m. It is free. For more information, you can call Doug Berry at 985-6176. The film is Growing Up Kaysen, which celebrates the life of the Kaysen family here in Charlottesville. Terrific. Thank you, Doug, so much.
Thank you so much.
And let me know when you have your next film ready.
I sure will.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.